ولكن اليوم إن شاء الله نكمل مسألة بعض المخالفات التي يفعلها بعض الإخوة في المسجد وبعض الأخوات بدون علم أو بقصد أيا كان الوضع. ونحن يعني ليس القصد أن نحرج إنسانا معينا بعينه، ولكن في بعض الإخوة يفعلون هذه الأمور بدون علم، فنود أن نلفت انتباههم إلى أن هذا الأمر ليس من الإسلام أو هو أمر مكروه حتى ينتبهوا. In the past 3-4 Saturdays we spoke about some of the practices that some brothers and sisters do in the masjid, and our intention is not to offend someone or make someone look bad, but our intention is to educate ourselves, because sometimes we do some things without the knowledge, but once we know that they are haram or dislike, we just avoid doing them. We spoke about some people coming to the masjid with shiji fara on their shirts, and we said that this guy is captain, he shouldn't be proud of. You know, this guy is a communist, he didn't believe in God in any way, why would you honor them? We also spoke about some people who come with statements written on their clothes, and sometimes these statements are vulgar and they are indecent or unacceptable Islamically. We also spoke about some people who come with short clothing to the masjid, so when they pray you can see the awra, or you know, they don't cover themselves properly. So when they make ruku or sujood, you can see, you know. So, and it is not appropriate. تكلمنا عن من يأتون المسجد وعليهم رسومات أو أشخاص كذا، وعن الإخوة الذين يلبسون ثيابا قصيرة وعند الركوع أو السجود تظهر يعني أجزاء من أجسامهم لا يجوز أن تظهر في الصلاة، تظهر العورة. Today إن شاء الله we'll talk about some people who wear bracelets and chains and the other things, especially jewelry, especially gold. يعني for silver, we know that Islamically it's acceptable for a man to wear some silver, like a ring or something, but you don't have to cover yourself in silver, you see? And some people, when they do it, يعني the problem with it, Islamically, is imitating the kuffar. Because some people look cool if they dress in this way, so we'd like to be cool like them. And I always say, if you like to be cool, you just put yourself in the fridge. You'll be cool. You don't have to dress like a kuffar to be cool. بعض الناس يعني يلبس المجوهرات أو الحلقان وهذه الأمور من الفضة. وقلنا إنه يجوز في الإسلام أن الإنسان يلبس خاتم من الفضة، لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اختتم بخاتم من الفضة، فليس هناك مانع شرعا. الإشكال إنه الإنسان يتشبه بالكفار ويلبس حلقان من فضة وكذا، كل هذه الأمور من الفضة تقليدا للكفار، وهذا غير جائز في الإسلام. The problem with me is sometimes I've seen several people in the masjid, and I'm not pointing fingers at anyone or trying to offend anyone. They sometimes have golden bracelets and you know, different things, rings and all that stuff. And every time I speak to someone, and of course I speak to them in a nice way because I'm a nice guy, they always come up with excuses. And this is something we humans are good at. We always come up with excellent excuses. Like one time I was talking to this guy about the golden bracelet, and he said, you know, listen, Shaykh, this is the gift from my mom, this chain or this bracelet. And it has a verse from the Quran that says, اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا واعمل لأخراك كأنك تموت غدا. Work for this life as if you would live forever, and work for the hereafter as if you would die tomorrow. And I said, this is not a verse from the Quran. He said, sorry, I made a mistake, it's a hadith. It's not even a hadith. But anyway, yes, something was saying. Another brother, I mentioned to him, you know, why are you wearing this gold? I used to work for an Islamic channel in Egypt, and this brother, mashallah, was covered with gold from head to toe. Wallahi, if you kidnap this guy and ask for $1 million ransom, you will live rich your whole life. You don't have to worry about a thing. And he said, listen, Shaykh, and I showed him like 10 ahadith from Bukhari and Muslim that wearing gold is haram for men. And he looked at the list, yes, yes, mashallah. I've read this before, thanks. Then he said, wallahi, Shaykh, listen to me. Every time I'm not wearing gold, I can't breathe. Like something is missing in my life. I said, this is the ugliest excuse I've heard in my life. Is there oxygen or something in the gold? I don't know. فبعض الإخوة لما تكلمهم يأتي لك بأعذار وهي وطبعا نحن البشر وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا. As Allah says in the Quran, that humans like to argue all the time. They argue, even when they are wrong, they argue for the wrong reasons. يعني تكلمت مع هذا الإخوة ليه بتلبس ذهب؟ حلقان وخواتم وأسامر. فقال ان هو يعني بيحس بضيق او ما بيقدرش يتنفس لما ما يبقاش لابس ذهب. فقلت له ايه علاقه التنفس والاكسجين بالذهب؟ ما انا مش فاهم. وقال لي سمعنا كل الاحاديث اللي في البخاري ومسلم بتتكلم عن حرمه الذهب. هو حافظ بس مش مقتنع. الاخ الثاني كان لابس سلسله. فبيقول لي يعني قلت له ليه بتلبسها؟ يعني انت عارف انه حرام انه تلبس هذه الموسى. قال تعالى اقول لك يا شيخ. حاضر. بس انت مش فاهم. قلت له اه ماشي مش مشكله. ايه مش فاهم ايه؟ بيقول لي دي هديه من امي وغالي عليا خالص. والامر الثاني ايه المانع ان البس حاجه مكتوب عليها القران؟ اعمل لدنياك كانك تعيش ابدا واعمل لاخراك كانك تموت غدا. قلت له اولا ده مش قران. قال لي سوري انا نسيت حديث. قلت له ولا حديث حتى. ما علينا مش مشكله مش مشكله الكلام. يعني ربنا يديك انت وامك ساعه واحده بس يعني لابد ان تتبع هذه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. الامر الثاني ان بعض هذه السلاسل او الاساور يكون مكتوب عليها كلمه الله مثلا او بعض الايات من القران واذا دخلت بها الى الحمام ففيها اهانه للقران. فالعلماء يعني لا ينصحون بهذا الامر. انا اختم بحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحديث مذكور في صحيح مسلم ورواه عبد الله بن عباس وحديث صحيح صححه الألباني أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى مسلما وفي يده خاتما من ذهب فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعمد أحدكم إلى جمرة من نار فيضعها في يده ثم أخذ الخاتم من يده وطرحه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألقاه في الأرض فلما انصرف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جاء الصحابة إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الرجل وقالوا هل أخذت الخاتم وانتفعت به؟ يعني خذوا بيعه خذ فلوس واصرف على نفسه. فقال والله لا أمسه بعد أن طرحه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. خلاص علاقتي انقطعت به. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم one day saw one of the companions with a golden ring in his finger. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to this Sahabi and he was angry and he said, some of you, they bring a piece of fire and they put it in their fingers. And he took the golden ring from this Sahaba and he threw it on the floor. Then the Prophet ﷺ left. But after he left, the other companions, and this is an authentic hadith in Muslim, the other companions came to this companion and they said, why don't you take this ring and sell it and use its money to provide for your family or your salaf? So he said, by Allah, I will never touch something that the Prophet ﷺ threw on the floor. Khalas, it's haram. I will never touch it. So we have to learn from these things. And inshallah, we'll continue next time. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.